All right, people. Back at it with another podcast. Hey, no, get your ass down. So I feel like I keep changing the setting. You know, we used to do all the videos here in my office. And then for the last 2 weeks or so, I've gone experimental and went out in my living room. And now we're back in my office, but I'm not sitting in my office chair. I'm sitting in my meditation chair that I would bring out there, as you've seen in previous videos. And the issue that we're going to have today is my cat. He's probably going to keep coming in here and trying to mess with the camera if he can. That's why I was shouting and screaming. But welcome back, guys. This week's episode, I am going to talk about. So there was this podcast that I was listening to. Actually, I think it came out last week. So I feel like I've talked a lot about Andy Frisella. Actually, I don't know how much I've mentioned about him, but and then he created the program 75 Hard and then Live Hard. So I started 75 Hard last November. Started November 1st, actually, completed it on my first try, and then went to phase one shortly thereafter. I think I took like 6 days off, failed my first time through phase one, and then took like a 2 day break, got back on it, finished phase one. I think I only waited a few days, started phase two, and then I fucked up. I think it was at least twice on phase two. And now I'm back on it currently for the third time, and I'm on day 23. So, maybe I could give you guys a little bit of background as to what those things are, but they're essentially like mental challenges that you put yourself through to create discipline, routine, structure, momentum, fortitude, grit. And so I attribute like a lot of the qualities that I have right now. I attribute all of that or a lot of it to Andy Frisella, because I listen to his podcast fucking religiously. And ever since I've been consuming his content since last fall, it has really shaped my mind and helped me improve my life in many areas. And so he put out this podcast. He's got a podcast. You guys should check it out. It's called Real AF. And he has a few different formats on the show. He made an episode talking strictly to men, and it was titled Dear Men. And like, I don't feel like I fall into the category of who he was aiming at. I mean, I am a man. But he was essentially telling men to step up, to do more, to be more involved, to get more vocal, to challenge yourself. And it just really resonated with me. I mean, I feel like that's kind of been my main focus for the last year or so. And I mean, even when I look back two or three years ago, I'm like, I don't even recognize myself. Like there are things that I just used to do or the way that I used to take care of myself. You know, the things that I was putting into my brain, just my habits, just all of that. It's like, it's been a complete transformation. But anyways, this podcast just really spoke to me. He's calling out to men, because there are so many men in this society that we live in that honestly are just fucking pussies. And I can't say I'm a saint out here and that I do the most good work. I'm above all these men. I'm not. Like, there are areas of my life where I've had shortcomings. There are areas of my life where I need to be more vocal and to step up. And so that's why I decided to make this video and challenge other men, any men that come across my video. It's like, we have to be better. We have to call each other out, like other men out, when those men that we see are not living up to their potential. And Andy talks about this all the time, but the way, like the ultimate rebellion in society is just personal excellence. So like, take care of yourself and like so many guys, especially my age or younger, right in that age range, are just concerned about things that aren't fulfilling long term. So like porn, masturbation, you know, just getting chicks or going out and having a good time. And while all of those serve some sort of value, like in the ultimate sphere of things, not porn and masturbation, but I mean, you know, eventually obtaining a relationship, being in a relationship with somebody, or like it's good to go out and celebrate every once in a while. I just feel like for me right now, those are things that I should just definitely not be concerned about. I think it's more so important for me to just pour all this work into myself right now to give a better, there's never a final version of us. We're always evolving, but to have a stronger version of myself that I could present to people, whether that be my friends, my family, or down the road if I meet a woman. Because oftentimes, this is some, I've talked about this in previous episodes. I think that naturally, when you are spending a lot of time working on yourself, improving your craft, really just kind of going inward and becoming introspective, which is something that I've really had to do ever since I got this apartment back in 2020, had to get, you know, more and more comfortable with being by myself. It's still that you will have those feelings and thoughts of loneliness. And for me, the biggest thing is like I have friends, like I love my friends to death, but I don't see them that often. And honestly, I probably don't put in the effort that I should to reach out to them and to be around them. And I'm sorry for that. But at the same time, too, like I just mentioned previously, there's just other things that I'm focused on right now. And so I feel like in many ways, I'm just making a lot of sacrifices to let that stuff materialize and come back to me later on. But one of the biggest issues that I've run into is, you know, I see so many people my age in relationships. I see couples that, you know, may not be happy, but they settled for somebody. You know, ever since I started working at my new job at the gym, you know, I thought like that might be a good place to meet women. And most of the members that come in are either married or in a committed relationship. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, where do you find these women? Where do you find these people? Probably shouldn't date somebody that, like where I work, like as far as like it being a member, because I'm a personal trainer. But yeah, like I run into that issue of finding myself getting lonely every once in a while. And it's not really like desperation. Like I don't feel that I'm desperate to get something, but I think, you know, humans are social creatures. So, and we want intimacy. Like at least that's my value system, is I want a wife one day and I want kids and I want a family. I mean, those are things that, you know, add so much meaning to your life. And so sometimes it can kind of feel like desperation, like almost like you're looking for it. But yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this. I have to relate this back to, just the whole idea of like challenging ourselves. It's just sacrifices that you make. It's like, I want all that, you know, I want all that, but right now I'm focused on something bigger, which is just refining myself, refining my skills, working on negative thought patterns that have been built ever since I was a kid, dealing with any, you know, mental health hangups, like just getting shit in check. I think like there's nothing, like if a girl were to come across my path right now and, you know, like we start talking or whatever, and she's got all the right qualities, like I would be stupid not to take that up, to pursue that. But it shouldn't be something that is like literally sought out. It should be a byproduct. It should be something that you kind of stumble onto. And so like right now, I'm just, I guess my message, responding to Andy's message to men and just trying to challenge any of the fellas out there, is there's something to be said in sacrifice and, you know, delaying pleasure and delaying instant gratification and really just taking all of that energy and putting it into yourself, because then you form a better version of yourself and it's better to present it to people. We're always selling ourselves to people. Like, we're always advertising ourselves in some way. I mean, you have to do that when you're applying for a job. I mean, essentially you do that when you first meet somebody, like if you're like a girl or a girl meeting a guy, like you want to be presentable. I mean, you do want to be authentic and you want to be yourself, but at the end of the day, we're always selling ourselves to people. And so you need to refine that. And I think that so much of our society, and this goes past men, but men are a huge part of the problem, is much of society has just become so mediocre and just they just accept themselves for as they are. Like you've heard that self-help and self-love expression all the time. Well, you know, you're perfect the way that you are, and you know, don't listen to those people, don't listen to the criticism. And it's like, no, man, like they're all of us humans have a lot of flaws that we have to work through. And it's your duty to get better. It's your duty to work on your health, whether it be physical, whether it be a mental thing, emotional, spiritual, any area that you lack. You got to focus on. And I think that there's no bet. Like, again, life is an ever evolving process, but I think especially in the early 20s, mid 20s, It's the best time to really crack down on those things. While most people, most men my age, are going out and having casual sex, you know, blowing their money, not saving it up, you know, not really caring too much about their health, partying on the weekends excessively, I'm doing the opposite. You know, I work Monday through Friday, and before I go into work, I'm doing my walk outside. In the morning, it's always about meditation, journaling. I might study a little bit for my job because I'm still learning some of the scripts and the ways to sell. And then on the weekends, I mean, I don't really hang out with people. I mean, today is Sunday the 22nd. And I went on a walk this morning with my pal, Matt Maggio. And that's the first time in a while that I've actually like hung out with somebody. So, yeah, I guess I don't really know where I'm trying to go with all this. I'm trying to like paint this big, vast picture. And essentially just say that from Andy Frisilla's episode, Dear Men, I took it personally. I mean, I do think that, like, I'm not trying to brag here, but I do feel like I do a lot of things to improve my life that most people at my age aren't willing to do, but we can always get better. There's always room for improvement. So when I heard that episode, I took it personally. I was like, okay, I got to double down. There's still something, like, I'm not totally satisfied with where I'm at right now. And I think that is the biggest driver or quality that somebody could possess inside of themselves to achieve success, to break out of mediocrity, to reach their goals and their dreams, is like, I've come a very long way, but I still have a long ass fucking way to go. And I'm not satisfied with where I'm at. I mean, I'm happy. I've taken a lot more time here recently to kind of sit back and look at the perspective and be like, wow, dude, like you've really changed and you should appreciate like how far you've come. But I think that's the thing with ambitious people is we're always like kind of on to the next thing. And so his episode was very informative, as they always are. Again, I don't feel like I'm like he kind of went on a rant, and I don't feel like I'm in that category of the men that he's talking to, but I took it personally. I think it is our duty to improve ourselves, to work on ourselves, and to challenge ourselves. And like, what better? Like Andy says, it's the ultimate rebellion is personal excellence. What is a better rebellion than becoming so fucking good at whatever it is that you do, becoming so disciplined that you are literally taking care of everything that you need to do day in and day out. People make so many excuses in their lives, and that's why their lives are fucking shit, is because over time they've made a bunch of tiny little decisions, tiny little compromises. But when you look back at your life, say the last 5 years haven't been very optimal for you, and you're not happy with your mental health, you're not happy with the relationship or the job that you're in, you're overweight, whatever the case or the issue may be, you know, more than likely it's because, you know, you've compromised over and over and over and over again. And then, you know, at one point what looked like, oh, you were a few steps back from your goal, and now it's like 5 miles from your goal. And again, it's just, it's not preached that much in society, like really not at all. There's not many people talking about it. That's why I like Andy Frisella so much. And it's, I mean, you know, it's, you shouldn't just rely on these sources as, you know, tools for motivation, but really, like, I get a lot of motivation from him, and motivation can be used as a hack. It's more important that you take action. It's not all about motivation, but if you can find podcasts, sources, things that give you motivation, why would you not take advantage of that? And it's real. Everything that he says is real and honest and truthful. But the reason that any sort of information like that gets a backlash in society is because people's minds have become so warped to what reality actually is. Everybody, for the most part, is believing an alternative reality. And I don't know. I resonated with the message so much, and I'm going to challenge myself just to be better. You know, there's a lot of little ways that you can improve, and I won't go into all the details about like the things that I've been thinking about that I'm going to focus on to get better. But I'm just, like I said, I'm not satisfied. I feel like there is a lot more to accomplish. I have bigger goals. I mean, I've been doing this podcast for 2 years, and a lot of people, like, if they didn't see any traction or small amounts of traction, and at times no tractions, they would just quit. And although I've faced a lot of frustrations, a lot of doubts, a lot of self-criticism, a lot of anxiety along the way, I've been doing this for 2 years, and I've actually gotten better at it. So there's something to be said for just sticking with whatever it is. My dream is to do podcasts and do YouTubes and do YouTubes, be on YouTube, do podcasts, stuff like that. Mainly just, yeah, like kind of being an entrepreneur, being a trendsetter, eventually hopefully tap into merch and just to have a bigger purpose, which is to help people. And I hope that my content does provide that. If anything, if there is some entertainment or some value in it, and if that's the case and that's what you get out of it, please share the show. And that's this, I get all these slogans from Andy Frisella, kind of stealing his thunder right now, but really, I mean, he's been such a tremendous help in my life, and I really appreciate the work that he's doing. Like I said, it's really changed my perspective on things ever since I've been consuming his content. He says at the end of every show, you know, please share the show. That's the only fee. I don't charge you guys money. And yeah, you know, for me, like, I'm still pretty much in the early stages of this thing. I've been doing it for 2 years. It's still very much the nucleus. It's very much the core. And so, like, yeah, if you got value out of it, if there was anything that I said that resonated with you guys, if it made you inspired to make a change, if you agree with what I'm saying, even if you disagree, let's just have a conversation, drop some comments, like the video so it can get out to more people, tell your friends, share the show on social media, you know, whatever it is, you know, I don't care. I just ask that we can start spreading the message a little bit more. But thank you guys so much for coming and listening to me probably rant for, I don't even know how long it's been. It hasn't been that long. I think I actually kept this video or this video and podcast relatively short. So yeah, thank you guys. Love you guys. See you on the next podcast video. Bye-bye.